Hey, Leanne. Hey, Dan. How you all doing today?
Quite well, thank you.
Yeah, all right, Carl. How are
thank
you?
Thank you. I'm great so much. I appreciate you coming in. This is a big deal. Had you been in running for it before, or this came out of the blue? Did you know you were entering? Tell us a little bit about how this came about.
I think we got the initial contact from Jordana pretty much out of the blue, right?
Yeah, she had emailed me asking, you know, it could update our information and, you know, give her accurate addresses and everything. And then a few weeks later, we got a phone call saying that we made the top 10 list.
And who is her?
Her name's Jordana.
She's the Chief Restaurant Editor at Large is her official title, not for Food and Wine, Jordana Rothman.
And it was terrifying.
Now, had they come to the restaurant and judging? I mean, what are the criteria?
We knew that she had come in to eat, but we didn't know what kind of story she was working on, if any at all. We just knew that she had been there. And the actual notification that we were on the list was the first time that we heard anything about the list at all, right?
Yeah, they had come in, a different writer for Food and Wine had come in maybe a month or so before and had lunch and written a like small article about us just announcing that we were open and we were something that he thought was cool. And then when I saw her at the bar, I thought she was actually still writing for a different magazine and we treated her no different. And then she started contacting us all the time and here we are now.
Had you been to any of the other restaurants in previous years that had won the award? Just out of, did you stumble across any of them to your knowledge? Or?
The only place that I know of that was actually has been on the list recently has been Shia, and I haven't made it there to eat yet.
I had eaten there a few times when they first opened, and it was quite good.
All right, let's go back to the beginning. Families from here originally? Or?
Neither of us are from here. So I moved here about 8 years ago to learn more about meat, and my target goal was Koshan, and I annoyed them enough until they gave me a job. Then I annoyed them enough until they gave me a butcher job. I just love this city. It seemed like a really good city to have that type of opportunity, and there wasn't what we wanted to do here already.
I became a butcher when I started working at Whole Foods about 9 years ago now. So I came at it from the retail standpoint. When I started to learn about what factory farms were doing and how commercial food is produced in America and how different that is from the way nature intended these animals to live, you know, it struck a chord with me. All the farms that we use are cruelty-free, chemical-free, like raising animals the right way.
I'm guessing that you go out and look at the farms yourself.
Right. The farm that we have the closest relationship to is Home Place Pasture up in Coma, Mississippi. We've been working with those cats for a few years now, and we've been up to the farm to visit a few times. They host a big party every August called the Home Place Boucherie. They get a whole bunch of restaurants together, and everybody makes a dish off of some kind of offcut, whether it's cheeks or shanks or tongues or whatever. It's just a big party up on the farm. And you get to tour the farm and see the animals in their habitat. And they talk about all the husbandry and the holistic approach that they take to the whole operation.
They go as far as their relatives grow their feed for them. So like they know what's going in the animal from the grain aspect of it. They know who grows the food for the animals.
Now, how long have you been open in the location, Mid-City?
A year and a month, just about.
Feeling pretty good about it?
So far, so good.
I think so. We're both a little tired.
Yeah.
But I've wanted to do this since I was a kid, so it's all coming together.
I think people in general are a lot more excited about us than I thought that they would be. And I think that we're in a better spot at this point than I expected for sure.
Any advice you want to give to the young up-and-comers now?
We're honestly still trying to figure this out day by day as we go. So the most sage wisdom that I've gleaned from the whole thing is you're always going to be learning and you're always going to be figuring new stuff out. So don't ever think you got it all the way nailed down, because either the market's going to change or the season's going to change, or there's no real rules, I don't think.
No, I was going to say, if you don't absolutely love the industry, don't join the industry. It's a lot of hard work.
That too, yeah.
But it's quite rewarding if you're willing to put in the effort.